Welcome to Shout Out. Down your chimney and into your stocking. Hello and welcome to our last show of 2016.
And what a year it's been.
Yeah, lost so many top names.
Then there was Brexit, Trump and Syria ongoing.
So tonight we thought we'd look back at a few of the things we got up to during the last year.
We've spoken to so many people about all sorts of subjects, so choosing wasn't easy.
No, there's a lot in there, isn't there? Anyway, I'm Andy Shilton.
And I'm Steffi Barnett.
And this is Shout Out. I like that. Terry's bopping along. So, hello.
Hello. You're holding on to Christmas, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't normally do this show, do we?
It is Christmas. It's Christmas until the 6th of January.
Yeah, but some people started on, like, October the 31st.
Oh, no.
I think the shopping channels start on about July the 1st, don't they?
No, January.
Yes.
So there was a really interesting programme on about how they make a lot of the stuff ready for Christmas, like, you know, tens of thousands of mince pies that we eat throughout Christmas.
Well, I think Georgina made most of them. We've had
I didn't realise until Victorian times mince pies actually had meat in them, like meat.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is quite interesting. Did we all have a nice Christmas?
Yes.
Very nice. Yeah. Yes, thank you very much.
So I listened back to last week's show, what a manic show.
It always is, isn't it?
Yeah. Good fun, though, I thought.
Oh, I don't know. They were so competitive on Steph's team. So competitive.
But we still lost.
Oh. And we still remember.
And Natalie's come back this week. Hello, Nat.
Hello.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Nice to have you back. So now, we got lots and lots of clips from things that we've done throughout the year. It was really difficult, wasn't it, trying to pick the bits that we should
fill in. Very difficult indeed.
We have got a recap from all what happened in Orlando, which was probably the most poignant bit, I think, the whole year, wasn't it? It wasn't a very nice time.
But I reckon Mary's got a good idea that we do all January shows as best of 2016. Then everyone is pleased.
But then we won't have anything for best of 2017.
That's a point. Perhaps once, Steph, we could do that.
Anyway, loads to tell you. Awards open next week, and there's some news. But I can't tell you till next week. So, anyway, this is your piece. Would you like to intro this one?
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yes, this is you with Baby Harriet.
Yeah, when I went to see Mummy and Mummy, Sam and Shan, in Kent. And just to let you know, I will be catching up with them in the new year and we'll be following Baby Harriet growing up. So this is me, the first interview with Sam and Shan in Kent.
Well, I've travelled all the way to the other side of the country to see these two lovely people, Sam and Shan.
Hi.
Hello.
That's two girls, and not only have you not long been married, but now you have a little one.
Yes, we do.
How old?
3 weeks.
So it's mainly green poo at the moment then, yeah?
We've been put off pesto. We will never be eating pesto again. We're adamant that we didn't want to know the donor. We didn't want to know who they were. So it's important for us to make sure that there would be some sort of me in there, if that makes any sense. So to go for my skin colour in, go for the darker hair, and go for what we could do to almost match me. So if I was able to produce the sperm, that it would be as close to my identity as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we've done.
Was there any issues when everything was pretty straightforward?
Literally straightforward.
Yep.
There was no... I think that's what sort of surprised us, wasn't it? That it was just so straightforward.
Yep. It was very good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And now you've got the little bundle of joy who's next door.
Yes.
We're very lucky. Very, very lucky.
She is lovely. She is beautiful. And she does have your colour hair.
She does. Oh, bless her. And a hairy back.
Okay. So, yes, she is hairy, isn't she? But I think that sorts itself out.
I know. It's 31 years later, it's not sorting itself out on me.
But that's why you married someone that's half blind.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah. Yeah. Take your glasses off, you can't see the fact.
Yeah, we're very cautious about where we're looking at new houses because we wouldn't want to move to an area where we thought that she would be at risk of getting bullied because of it not being as a nicer area or the school not being so good. And things like that do cross your mind, don't they?
It does. The fact that there is already, like I said, the children in the school that already have two mums, and they're not battered nine of that, we've, all our neighbours around have always said congratulations and sort of, oh, fantastic, they've got two mums. No one's ever sort of said, oh my God, there's the lesbians in the village. We've not ever had that.
But you're not the only gays in the village, though, are you?
Definitely not. There's definitely a few in our village. Definitely a few.
It's quite an interesting village, isn't it?
It is definitely an interesting village. There's a lot of characters in our village. But no, I think sort of she can be whatever she wants to be, as long as she ends up...
happy.
Happy, yeah. So if she wants to be a binman, she can be a binman, as long as she's the best binman she can be. Do you know what I mean? So whatever she chooses to do with her life, then as long as she's happy, then that's... I think we've achieved it then.
Mm-hmm.
She's happy.
I think so.
What's nice to see is not just the love between you two that's quite palpable and visible, but it's the love you have for little Harriet as well. It's lovely to see.
You do waste hours of your day just looking at her, thinking, oh my God, she's amazing. And then I think I fuss more than you.
Yeah, you're definitely more panicky.
I do. Every time she makes that little whimper, I'm, oh my God, what's wrong? I think it's just an excuse to pick her up, because you can just hug her for hours on end. I think I'm making a rod for my own back there, aren't I?
You make it sound like I neglect her.
No, you don't neglect her. You can just sort of... No, you don't neglect her. You just... You've got more tolerance for when she has a little whinge, she could quite easily calm herself down, as where I am straight there. You're like, she's fine. This is why you can sleep a bit longer than I can, and I make myself get up every 5 minutes to double check.
Do you have to? Do you fight over who's bath time and who's gonna take her to bed? And...
No, we kind of. You have the shower time, don't you? And she has a shower.
She likes a shower.
She likes a shower, and then I have her in the bath, and then we sort of got feeding down to a tea, haven't we?
Mm. It's 50-50, really. I think.
Yeah.
Like we speak to some other family members who have had kids, and they're very much of the opinion that the mum does all of the. Changing the nappies and the night feeds and doesn't get any help.
Really? That sounds very old school, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas in the last 3 weeks, if we hadn't have shared it, I think I'd be like dead.
Yeah. It has been.
It's hard work, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I find that if I've got to do a feed about 1 o'clock, it really knocks me for six. I can quite easily do the feed at like 4 or 5 o'clock.
1 o'clock's the hardest time.
As where you're the other way around, isn't it? So you get that one, you can sleep through a bit more.
Mm.
As where I can get up, but I tend to not put her down after I've fed her early in the morning. I just get carried away.
And you're certain there's not plans for another one? Or you just got that on hold and there might be a maybe somewhere?
Everyone's obsessed with us having more kids. They're obsessed, aren't they?
They are, massively.
And when you say, no, we're only going to have one, they're like, yeah, wait a few months, wait a few years.
I think that's because most people who've had children, when we had our first one, you think, no, this is going to be the only one. But then after a couple of years, you think, oh.
Well, the midwife did say when she discharged you, when it said, oh, when you have your next one. And we're like, next one? Yeah, make sure you put my name on the paperwork. She wants to make sure she has us for... child number two. I don't know what I'd do.
I don't think we will.
No.
But that's another story.
Yeah.
Sam, Shan, thank you so much for spending time with us. It's been really lovely.
Thank you.
And have a good family life, both of you.
Thank you for coming all the way to see us.
Aw, that was really sweet. Are you going to catch up with him in the new year?
I am, yes. Yeah. On the 2nd, so we'll have another part in January at some point.
Cool, that'd be good. So, right, if I stop that, Nat, I can't remember the last time you did Out Shout. You ready?
Yeah.
What should we call it? New Year, Out Shout?
Well, actually, I'm avoiding a lot of the obvious ones right now. So, tonight, you can go and do bingo at the Old Market Tavern.
Oh, half an hour over to that, then.
Half an hour after we finish, so you've got plenty of time to get there with the roads very empty. So that's at the Old Market Tavern. It's a pound, to play bingo.
Pound a strip.
And, and you get some
I'll do it for
prizes.
50p.
I knew you'd say that.
Now, moving on
to. Give
towards...
you a pound not to.
Nice recovery.
Now, moving on, everyone's obviously got New Year sorted and all that, but the Proud Bar in Old Market. Friday night and Saturday night, so that's the 30th and the 31st. They've got karaoke. So,
where's the Proud Bar?
The Proud Bar?
Is it back to being the Proud Bar?
No,
again?
It's that shut. Don't do that one. Yeah. It doesn't exist anymore. Yeah,
it changed to be Rainbows and now it's closed down.
And now it's closed again.
Oh dear.
Yeah, okay. Don't go there.
Anyway, I've been looking at this stuff and I was thinking, you know, it's unfair. You know, people over 18, this time of year, it's obvious what they're going to do. But 13 to 19 year olds are kind of a bit left out. But there's a lot of LGBT groups for 13 to 19 year olds. So if you're in Chippenham, you could contact Shelley on 07920 450 616.
And do what?
On the 4th of the 1st, between 5 in the evening and 7 in the evening, there's the Chippenham LGBT youth group.
Oh,
so
cool.
You could go along there, socialise, make new friends, get support. And also, Salisbury. There you go. We didn't know about this one. Salisbury also as the LGBT youth group for 13 to 19-year-olds. And that, again, is Shelley organising that, 0920 450 618. And that's on the 3rd of the 1st. And also in the shout-out area, Trowbridge. You know that little place sort of towards the south?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's very enthusiastic, Terry.
He has memories of Trowbridge, obviously.
I was thinking, yeah, where Trowbridge is, yeah.
Yeah, that's on the 2nd of January, 5 till 7 again. Again, it's contact Shelley on 07920 450 618. So
sounds like we should get Shelley into the studio.
It does, yeah, it does.
I know.
She's done a lot.
I know, and then you know, just to make sure people in Bristol aren't left out. 13 to 19 year olds again, 3rd of the 1st, and it's Henry on 07496 965262. So that's another youth group.
I think we've had Henry on the show.
That's Freedom Youth.
I know.
I've met Henry, yes.
Yes.
But, you know, that's for the youths, you know, so they're not missing out. They've got all these groups to go to after the New Year.
There's an awful lot going on everywhere across the region, isn't there? I know RMG's got something on, the Queen Chilling's got something on, the Palace has got something on, BBB.
I think we should mention what Steph's doing for New Year.
She's disappearing. Oh, no, that's Natalie, isn't it?
Steph's
taking over BCFM.
You don't need to go anywhere. Just keep your ears glued to a speaker that's attached to a radio, because I'll be here from 8 PM until 1 AM celebrating New Year along with all BCFM and Pirate Nation Radio's listeners.
Yes. Yeah. Cool. And I will say all those social groups, basically I've looked them up on lgbtbristol.org.uk. So have a look there. There's lots going on. And as Andy says, for us sensible grown ups, there's going out to a nice pub and drinking a nice magnum of Bollinger's.
Yes.
A Bollinger.
A whole magnum.
So, just take a tranny with you so you can hear the show.
Absolutely. BCFM and Pirate Nation
and
Radio.
Pirate Nation, yeah. So make sure your tranny can pick up 93.2.
Yeah. You're shortening transistor radio, aren't you?
Well, of course. Is there any other meaning?
Pun. Well, there's no... it's a transit van.
That's true, they do call transit vans trannies as well, don't
they?
Anyway,
thank you very much. Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
I don't know. You just can't help yourself, can you?
She's always got to drag it down.
Yeah, excuse me, I was dragging it nowhere. When I was a kid, I always took me tranny everywhere I went, and that's how I got into radio, because I heard Radio Caroline.
So what do you call it now? A digi?
I don't think there are. Are there transistor radios you take around?
I think
they're
all radio.
Yeah,
that's just the radio.
You don't call them transistor radios anymore. They're just radios, aren't
the
they?
Wireless.
The wireless.
My mum would call it the wireless.
The wireless.
Anyway, and you used to listen to Radio Caroline. Caroline, and it always went louder and quieter.
Oh, that's
and Radio Luxembourg used to do that.
Yeah,
quite
did.
A long wave, wasn't it? Was it long wave or short wave?
No, medium wave.
Well, it's going to be one of them.
Radio Luxembourg, 208 and the medium wave.
It was. Yeah.
Anyway, Mary, this one.
Should we move swiftly on?
This is one of your interviews, isn't
it? I was lucky enough to be the reporter for LGBT History Month in way back in February. It's coming around again, isn't it? Outstories Bristol did a brilliant event with lots of keynote speakers, and I was lucky enough to talk to one of them, Travis Alabanza.
Travis, you've just done a fabulous talk LGBT History Month. Tell me a little about yourself, because you're from Bristol originally, aren't you?
Yeah, so I now live in London. I'm the LGBT president at King's College London University. But it's been really special to be able to do a talk in Bristol because so much of my roots is here. I grew up in Hillfields on the council estate. Went to Down End School, started my first kind of young activist stuff at St Mary Redcliffe with Envision and Each. So yeah, it's been really special to be able to come back and deliver a talk kind of where I feel like a lot of this has begun.
I think that something really special has happened here today for Bristol. And you made the point in your talk that we've seen talks today from several black activists. Mm. And that hasn't happened before, I think. Now, often you will see one person on a platform and it's like that person's there to represent the black community. We've had much more than that here.
Definitely. I definitely made that point because it's coming to the end of History Month. I've done a lot of talks and a lot of speeches this month, and I've been the only person of colour on an event, talking about being a person of colour on an event. And it was such a refreshing change to see four different people of colour speak about their experience, because then what we saw is that each four of us are different. As we already know, but so often when we talk about POC and LGBT narrative, we think we're saying the same thing. But we had Saba Shudri, a trans Muslim South Asian person, talking about their experience of being trans masculine. We had Lady Phil, an elder generational black lesbian woman who started UK Black Pride. Then we had the amazing Appleby talking about bi rights for black people with mental health and disability. And then myself coming from a completely different angle, talking about class. And just like the white LGBT community is so diverse, what this really shows is that we need way more than one person on a bill, because there's so much diverse narratives in our groups and in our understandings. And I just always have to end it with, like, I can't wait for us to bring even more. Like, there's even more of us waiting to share that spotlight.
Another commonality that seems to happen throughout the day is people talking about, when you talk about equality, you have to deal with everything together. You have to deal with race, you have to deal with sexuality and gender and disability and religion. You have to deal with it all together.
Most definitely. I really try when I'm speaking at these events that are often in, you know, prestigious places or art institutions or places where working class people aren't allowed in. I often, like, actively and aggressively state that, you know, I'm not just here as an LGBT person, I'm black, but I'm also grew up on a council estate, I'm also from a single parent family, you know, all of these things that come into it, because we can't separate them. And it's really important that people start understanding that, like, you know, we had someone today ask the question, oh, what would you pick between fighting for trans rights and fighting for racism? And it's getting to that understanding that the two come side and side together.
You mentioned that some people feel that they couldn't come to an event like this, that they might feel excluded. Can you talk a little bit about that so people can understand why that might be?
Definitely. So I think it's a really complicated issue. I think this event is doing it a bit better by being in the M Shed. But even that, we have to look at, like, what an art institution and what a gallery and what a place says to people from a council estate. Often we read the art institution as something that is, like, inaccessible to people from working class backgrounds, because we see art as something that white, rich, privileged people do in certain areas. Also, even being connected to schools out. What happens if you don't go to school? What happens if you didn't go to school? But also, I feel like the idea of talks and seminars and things like that often scare off a lot of people that maybe don't have the academic background to be able to. They might not feel like they can understand. They might not feel like they could come into a talk and realise that everyone's speaking, you know, not in these languages that are, like, are foreign to them. So I think what we can do to change that is where we advertise. Are we going to youth groups in certain areas? Are we going into Hillfields, Fishponds, St Paul's in Bristol and saying this is happening? Or, but more importantly than that, we know that LGBT people exist on those council estates. They should be given the platform to talk. Because we give certain accolade to, like, people that have done this, this and this, and, you know, Milk is amazing and Cheryl is amazing and all these people, and Sabo is amazing for doing these, like, amazing milestones that we recognise, but also so is the trans person on the council estate that's still managing to get by. That deserves a talk too.
Obviously, you're on Shout Out LGBT Radio now.
Yes.
We can potentially go to all of those places.
Brilliant.
We're on FM, we're online. Mm-hmm. How do we make sure that we're doing the right things to interest those people, to make them feel that they can listen to us? Mm.
So I ran a radio show this year called Queer Talk, and it was in the university, and I was trying to figure out how to get out of the university walls, and I took my radio equipment and I went to them. I said, who wants to do a radio show? Give them the onus. So like, shout out, what would it look like if we went out of the studio, out of the M shed, and instead went to the youth centre in Hillfields, the youth centre in St Paul's, and said, hey, do you want to have a 10 minute slot on my radio? How many 15 to 16 year old kids are going to jump at that opportunity? But it's more the chain effect that happens from that. Those young black and ethnic minority kids are then going to tell their friends, like, hey, this link of shout out, I'm there, come and listen to it. And then there's 10 more kids that know about shout out, and then they'll come next week and ask to be on it again. So it's about that chain, and it's about like saying, it's about changing the narrative. So often when I was younger, I would think all these amazing opportunities that were coming to me were like just that, amazing opportunities. But now that I'm a bit more conscious, I was realizing that they were always framed as, I've got this opportunity for you, this will be great for you. Instead of saying, we'd be lucky at Shout Out to have these young kids' voices, we'd be lucky at OutStories Speech Day to have them at the M Shed. We need to flip it.
You're totally right. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
George Michael. And I had to get a bit of whamming. Really sad news, wasn't it?
Very sad.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
It's when people were talking off mic about how people go young. You know, when people get into their 90s, you expect it. But somebody like George Michael going young.
What's been wonderful is the revelation that he was so generous.
Gave away so much. But in that night, that's usually people who do that, like to keep it quiet, don't they? They don't want...
That's right.
Did you see that? Was it somebody needed 15,000 to go to the States?
Yeah, they went on that Channel 4 show, didn't they?
Yeah, and he just upped and gave
it. Red boxes, what's it called?
Deal or no deal.
And he rang up and gave them the 15K.
Yeah.
Anonymously.
Anonymously.
Amazing, isn't it? Some of those things were stunning.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, with other news, here's Terry.
This is Shout Out looking back at 2016, and we have to mention the sheer number of people that we have lost, and they must feature high in our thoughts as we look back on the last year. The last couple of days alone, we've had to bid farewell to George Michael, who passed away on Christmas Day. As tributes poured in for the gay singer, many people came forward to speak of his quiet generosity and his support of many worthwhile causes. Capital Radio said that every year in its annual Children's Appeal, George Michael would telephone in at exactly 3:30 p.m. with a donation of £100,000. The feminist icon Carrie Fisher passed away just after Boxing Day. The actor had suffered a heart attack at just 60 years of age. Miss Fisher's mother, Debbie Reynolds, who also died this week, had already established herself as a friend of LGBTI people. Carrie shot to stardom at just 19, reported the BBC, and at 20 was cast in a role that defined her for many people, that of Princess Leia, the aristocratic rebel leader in Star Wars. Rabbi Lionel Blue was amongst those leaving the planet in 2016. He was the first openly gay British rabbi and delighted millions of listeners with his gentle humour and liberal ethics shared on BBC Radio 4's Thought for the Day slot. When diagnosed with cancer around 15 years ago, Rabbi Blue helped compile a tribute programme ready for his own death, and this was recently transmitted on Radio 4. Tony Warren, the creator of ITV's flagship soap opera Coronation Street, passed away in March. Mr. Warren was reported as always having been open about his sexuality, even before the partial reforms of 1967. We also lost Hayden Pope in 2016. He was instrumental in helping in the early days of Gaydio, the country's largest LGBT radio station. But not everyone passing in 2016 was a celebrity, and it's worth remembering that we have had to say goodbye to many ordinary members of the community. The International Coordinating Network for Transgender Day of Remembrance, which took place in November with a flag-raising ceremony at Bristol City Hall, lists dozens of trans people who suffered violence or murder in 2016, particularly in developing countries. Visit their website via our own for a full memorial page to our fallen comrades. Now, on the night of June the 12th, Orlando's top gay dance club, The Pulse, hit the headlines for the wrong reasons when a homophobic gunman opened fire in the worst terrorist incident on US soil since 9/11. 49 people were killed and a further 53 were injured. The incident hit LGBT communities around the globe, with more than 2,000 people gathering in Bristol on the Monday after the incident to show solidarity and express grief at the killings. The end of June saw the surprise result of the much campaigned about referendum on the UK's future in the European Union. After a bitter campaign, which some sources allege was full of misinformation, the result to leave had an unexpected side effect, with racial, religious and homophobic hate crime spiking by some 60% in the weeks following the vote. Even in September, some 3 months later, The Guardian newspaper reported that there had been a lasting rise in hate crime, although the figures had gone down somewhat. And finally, although not directly LGBT related, we must mention the election of Mr. Donald Trump, not on a popular vote, but on the US Electoral College system of appointing a president. Mr. Trump has made highly contradictory remarks on the subject of LGBT rights and did even boast a campaign backing group called Gays for Trump. Having said this, most of the United States gay press is in agreement that the next 4 years will bring major challenges to the progress of LGBT equality, as Mr. Trump surrounds himself with neoconservatives in government and in the courts. So it's been a year of challenges and heartbreak at times. But 2016 also saw lots of developments in LGBT civil rights around the globe, whether it be Taiwan's gradual progress in implementing marriage equality, through to the artist Kitteridge Carey defying the radical right-wing activists in the last few weeks to continue selling her gay and lesbian nativity scenes. The tide of history isn't turning, just ambling on in its sometimes contradictory manner. So whatever 2017 brings, Shoutout will continue to report on the stories that matter throughout the new year. Thanks to all our great listeners for their support in 2016, and from Shoutout News, a Happy New Year!
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
There you go, lovely summary of the news. A shame, so many people gone, isn't it?
It's been an exceptional year, hasn't it, for so many very high-profile people. And there were loads more that I had in my list that we just didn't have time to read out.
Yeah. Well, our next clip features on one of the biggest events that rocked the LGBT community this year, which you mentioned there. It was the Orlando massacre. And as you said, 49 were killed, 53 injured. This is kind of a little bit of a reminder of what happened. A word of warning, this is quite emotional, especially if you had any attachment to the people in Orlando. You may not want to listen to this beginning bit, but this is a recap of what happened, followed by some of the footage that we got from the vigil that took place here in Bristol.
Look at that, just shooting back and forth.
Look, worst mass shooting in US history. 50 people are dead after a gunman opened fire in a gay nightclub in Orlando, in Florida.
Police in major cities across this country tonight are on heightened alert. This evening, the FBI and the police are now increasing security at the annual Pride Parade in Los Angeles.
A crushing weekend, the world remembering the lives lost in that tragic shooting, the deadliest in US history.
My son was in there with his boyfriend and two other guys. They heard about 20 shots.
Get out of here. out of here.
Oh my god, dude.
I went bam, 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 bam.
Eight people screaming and falling.
Everybody, what's wrong?
I got a text message from my daughter and my two nieces. Please come and get us.
Please come get us out because he's about to kill us.
This is an especially heartbreaking day for all of our friends, our fellow Americans who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. The shooter targeted a nightclub where people came together to be with friends, to dance and to sing, and to live. The place where they were attacked is more than a nightclub. It is a place of solidarity and empowerment where people have come together to raise awareness, to speak their minds, and to advocate for their civil rights. So this is a sobering reminder that attacks on any American, regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation, is an attack on all of us and on the fundamental values of equality and dignity that define us as a country. And no act of hate or terror will ever change who we are or the values that make us Americans. Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history. The shooter was apparently armed with a handgun and a powerful assault rifle. This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school or in a house of worship, or a movie theater, or in a nightclub. And we have to decide if that's the kind of country we want to be. And to actively do nothing is a decision as well.
I don't know where my son is. No one can tell me where my son is. If he's been shot, if he's dead, no one knows. But they told me there are fatalities. It's terrible. He's my only child. My son, he got shot 3 times.
Everybody, it is so amazing to see so many people turning up for Bristol to show solidarity. I'm going to get straight on, starting with our mayor, Marvin Rees.
So I just want to say just how overwhelming and how incredible it is to stand here, and I can't even see the other side of the crowd. It says a lot for our city. It makes me feel proud, and I hope you feel proud also. It's incredible to be here to show our solidarity with our brothers and sisters around the world. I had some friends here today who were from the United States, and I was so proud to be able to say that we were having this vigil this evening, just to take our stand and say what kind of city we actually want to be. I think someone just reminded me today an observation by Martin Luther King, who's a real hero of mine. He says that at the end of the time, we remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. And it's the fact that people have stood up today to make a clear statement about the kind of Bristol we want and about the kind of world we want, to make a clear statement about our care and our concern and our compassion and our connection to people on the other side of the world that just should make us feel so strong. I mean, in our time, I'm sure many of you here, I have experienced discrimination and unearned hate from people. And I just want to say that I look forward to working with you to build a city in which this is not acceptable. in which we make clear statements that the kind of Bristol we are going to be is one in which we genuinely want to live as equals. That's not just soft words. That's about real politics, it's about real economics, and it's about being proactive. And I'm really reminded in talking to people in some of the interviews I've done that at no point can we take our peace, our relationships, our communities for granted. It's something that we have to be very proactive in pursuing and defending and working for. And so I just want to thank you for being here today. And I thank the city for enabling me to be part of something that is very special. And I hope that the rest of the city looks on, the rest of the world looks on, and has a clear sense of what we stand for. So thank you.
I'd now like to introduce our Chief Constable, Andy Marsh.
First of all, I want to say thank you very much for coming and showing what the city stands for and stands together against. The whole world has been shocked by the horrific events in Orlando. On behalf of Avon and Somerset Constabulary, Avon and Somerset Police, I want to say our thoughts and our hearts are with everybody affected by this atrocity, and that includes you present today. I want to say to the LGBT community and anyone affected by any sort of hate crime, you're not alone. Yesterday, my colleagues, many of whom are here today, LGBT liaison officers, lowered the flag at police headquarters to half-mast. To show you how supported you are, that had over 20,000 hits on our Facebook site, over 1,000 likes. You're not alone, and we are standing together, every race, religion, creed, and sexuality, to say that your tragedy is our tragedy.
Darren Carter from Bristol Pride.
Bristol has made me proud today with a show of solidarity across our community. I stand with you tonight, shocked and saddened by what's happened in Orlando to the Latinx and the LGBT plus community. We must recognise that this was an LGBT hate crime and that was organised against our community. I'm shocked and saddened, but I'm also angry. I'm angry because after decades of being treated like a second-class citizen, I finally felt that things were getting better for our community. It's still difficult to do simple things like holding your hand of your partner in public, but when I go into schools and I speak to young people, I tell them how things have gotten better and how our rights have changed over the last couple of years. 17 years ago, I was actually in Soho when the nail bomb took place in the Admiral Duncan. I had experienced homophobia before, but that was the very first time that I'd actually experienced the hatred that exists for our community. We said never again, and yet here we are today. The prayers have changed, but the hatred for our community has remained. All we want to do is to live our lives and to love. If you think that the LGBT community or the scene or the pride is not important, then this is why. We will not live in fear. We will not be driven back into the closets. We owe it to all those that have come before us and the generation that will come after us to make sure that we don't. We mourn the dead today, but we fight like hell for the living. Together, we are stronger. Together, we overcome hatred. Love will always win. Thank you.
Shout out. LGBT radio for you.
And in case you're wondering why that sounded a little bit kind of like a distorted or so, it's because it was through the actual PA system that was there. So yeah. Mary Bless standing there holding a microphone in front of it till your arms and he dropped off, didn't you?
That's correct. It was
a very, very long vigil.
They were desperately trying to get everyone to hear on College Green. There, quite a job.
Yeah, it was quite a turnout, though. A lot more than I think they expected, which was why that poor little speaker didn't quite.
It was an amazing experience, actually, and the cathedral moving. Invited us in after at the end, which I thought was very nice.
Yeah, in fact, I seem to remember there were lots of religious leaders there showing their support, and and the like.
There were.
Yeah, we played so little of that, actually. We played it all the week after, and I think there's the best part of an hour of it.
Yes. Yeah. I should point out, if you do want to hear the whole thing, it is still up on our website, shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Yeah.
If you have a look under shows, you can find the Orlando special there. So... anyway, we're going to move on to a bit of a more cheery thing, because, of course, shortly after that, we had Pride.
We did, and one of the first things that... because it was Bristol Pride Week, wasn't it? It was a week of celebration of film. Yeah. And
we quite often, one of the clips that normally makes it in is usually the day. We thought we'd be a bit different this year, didn't we? I do like this one, though. It's really good.
You sent me to College Green to cover the dog show. Thank you, everybody.
Hi, this is Mitch. I'm here for the dog show, and people are busily signing up for their dogs for all the different categories. We've got waggiest tail, most well-groomed, best pup owner, best veteran, happiest rescue dog, best trick, most like owner, prettiest eyes, puggiest pug, dog we'd most like to take home. And everyone's looking really excited and happy, and it's actually a really nice day for a change. What's your name?
Ian.
Hello, Ian. And what's the dog that you've bought today?
Penny. She's a white German Shepherd.
Have you been here before?
Nope, first time. She's 16 months old.
Oh, fantastic. So this will be her first doggy show, will it?
Yep, definitely. First time out.
Oh, great. Okay, well, I look forward to seeing how she gets on. Hello, Sarah. And who have you bought today?
This is Maggie.
Maggie. And do you know what category you're entering Maggie for?
Maggie's in waggiest tail, best coat, and prettiest eyes.
Well, I think she'll do really well. What's your name?
Lindsay.
Who have you bought today?
Spode.
Spode. That's a good name. And what category are you entering, Spode?
I've done best trick and best groom so far.
Great. Lovely. So looking forward to that then.
Yeah, not sure what his trick's going to be, but I think he'll come up with something.
Hi. Just come all the way over here to the wall. Hello. What's your name?
I'm Dean. Her name is Maisie, and her category today, she's in the best eyes and the best groomed.
Oh, fantastic. And is this the first time you've come to the Pride Dog Show?
We did actually come last year, but we came late and it was raining, so we got a bit wet for about 20 minutes and then had to go home. So this is the first time we've been where it's been sunny, we can actually enjoy it.
That's what we've asked for. We've ordered this for today because last year was a bit of a washout. You're absolutely right. But today we've got a lovely space and we've got some lovely doggies in the competition. Yes, so definitely. Good luck.
Thank you.
I'm going to hand over to Steph.
It was a lovely day at Castle Park, and during a break of Freddie presenting the winners with their rosettes and prizes, I pulled him to one side and we had a chat.
How's it gone today?
Oh, it's lovely. The sun has come out, the dogs have come out. It's just...
I tell you, I just come from North Bristol. There was a deluge. You missed it.
We've been lucky. It was a bit touch and go this morning when we were setting up the gazebos, but now it's just gorgeous sunshine.
It is sunshine and quite a good turn up.
Yeah, I think it's probably the busiest one yet. We've moved sites this year, so last year in Corner Street it just got so jam-packed. We thought, let's open it up a bit, let's have a bit of green, and yeah.
I remember Corner Street, that was a bit packed, yeah. And you're being sponsored, yeah?
Not being sponsored, we've been partnering up with Holly Hedge Animal Sanctuary, so just having them along to talk about what they do. We think they do such great work, we had to invite them along.
And how do you think it's gone with the dogs? The ones I've seen are actually must know they're in public because they're refusing to do anything despite the treats.
I think our trick round had a few dogs who got a bit of stage fright, but there's a lot going on, so you can't blame them, can you?
Thanks, I'm going to have a walk around the crowd now.
First of all, I thought I'd have a chat with some of the contestants. What's your name? Are you actually gay, or would you describe yourself as bisexual? Interesting. Are you taking part, or are you just here to watch? You've got a lovely coat on. Aren't you a bit warm in that, in this sun? Do you think you're going to win today? I must say, you are looking really, really good. Have you brought your owner with you? Oh, it's not your owner. Oh, okay. It's the human that looks after you. Well, good luck.
What prize did you just pick up?
I just picked up most like owner. Didn't we, Louis?
But Louis not wearing glasses?
No. But he's a little bit hot and bothered like me at the moment. Oh. So.
And entangled in the mic.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to look like anyone else. Louis was robbed last year because of the rain, but now we've got the first prize, haven't we, Louis?
Well done, Louis.
I'm Dowie, or Juno, that's my dog.
Juno, how many prizes have you won?
2.
Really? What did you win? Well, what did your dog win? Okay. You haven't won.
I got nothing to do with this. The first one she won was the Waggis tail, which I didn't even notice she was wagging at all, but apparently she did. So I'm really pleased with that. And then she's got the prettiest eyes, which I do agree, because that's what I fell in love with when I first saw her.
I'm loving your hair. Are you ready for
Thank
Pride?
You. I am. I'm totally ready. I'm like ready since like same time last year. We expecting this Pride.
Are you going to be on to picture from Sing Out?
That's correct. Yeah,
Are you going to be singing this year at Pride?
We'll be the first act on, I think, straight after the parade. And we're going to be performing a 30-minute set, which will be the longest we've ever done. So, yeah, you will
look forward to that. I'll be sat next to you in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be chatting to you guys when you come off.
Brilliant.
Yeah. You all from Sing Out?
Yeah.
You having a good time? Why are you pointing at him?
Yeah, I'm having a great time. And, yeah.
Good luck with next weekend. We'll be listening and watching.
Shout out. LGBT Radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
There you go. Another bit of George.
With Aretha. Yes, with Aretha Franklin, yeah. From 1987. 30 years ago, that track. Yeah.
Oh, that's scary, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Very.
Great single.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a tribute to George Michael, which is quite nice.
Why not? I think
that was your idea, Seth. I thought it was really sweet.
Very important.
Well, I had 4 tracks to go in, but of course we had so much to look back on. We haven't had time for any
What
music.
An eventful year. Yeah.
Well, it's felt like a long year, hasn't it?
There's a lot of people who can't wait for the new year to
Absolutely.
Do you know, but it's totally psychological, isn't it? You know, why should January the 1st make any difference?
Well, forget about everything, can't you?
It feels like a new start, doesn't it?
Because it starts getting warmer again.
I am glad we are past the shortest day, because it did get to a point where I was waking up in the dark and getting home in the dark. And most you saw the sunlight was through the office window.
Very gradually getting. And it's been very cold and bright the last few days, hasn't it?
That's been quite nice.
Bit of a change
and
from the grey.
You know, frosty.
Reckon we'll get some snow in January. I do like it when you look at it and it's just pure white everywhere. It is, but it's gorgeous. Yeah.
It's a bugger if you have to go to work and commute.
Well, it's really Bristol.
Unless you get like 6 foot and you get snowed in, that's great. It really
then it's fun at home, yes, and you can just put your feet up.
Was it 1963?
1963 was a big freeze, and 82 it froze.
But snow is good because January. So many people are scared of driving in it that others can go out and have fun and with the car sideways. I'm not saying I'd drive recklessly like that, of course.
We should have a contingency plan. Shout out when it snows. If we can't get to the studio, where do we broadcast from?
It's called Skype, mate.
It's all Skype.
Skype from everywhere.
There have
been occasions when Pat's been locked out of the breakfast show and he's been recording things out on the street, transmit them into the studio to go out on air. It has got like that before.
All very high tech, yeah.
So. Anyway, if you're listening on BCFM, country show's up next. I wonder if we've got a Christmas one again.
It was great last week. I enjoyed it. Me and Steph were listening to the Christmas country tracks.
Yeah. No, but he didn't play my one, did he? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very tasty thigh.
You can always hope, Natalie.
So, anyway, we will be back in the new year. In our first show, by the way, we launched the finals of the Shout Out Listeners Awards.
So you'll be able to find out who's in it. Hopefully the person you voted for or the organisation you voted for will be there.
Yes. But anyway, for a rather packed show, that's it. And in fact, that's it for this year.
It is. And we'll be back next week, though, for the first of 2017 Shout Out.
From all of us, thank you for listening over the last year.
Happy New Year to all our 6 stations we broadcast on and to all of you, our loyal listeners.
Like I said, do remember the Shout Out Listeners Awards launch when we return in 1 week. But for now, from all of us here at Shout Out, BCFM and all of our stations, say Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.